Hello everyone and welcome back to A Cup of English. The title of your podcast today is An Unusual Way to Advertise. My name is Anna, I'm English, and I bring you A Cup of English a few times during the week. You're welcome to follow the text and grammar notes at acupofenglish.libsyn.com. You can also catch up with me at my Facebook page, which is Anna from A Cup of English, and you can follow me on Twitter. So let's get on with the podcast. An unusual way to advertise. Do you ever watch the programs on television that show the funniest international advertisements? They generally come out about Christmas time and provide an hour of side-splitting entertainment. Advertising is to be scrutinized. Even my children will comment on whether or not an advertisement is any good. Some are very clever, some downright annoying, and some are confusing. I've found that as my children's critical thinking develops, so do their comments about anything in the media. "That advertisement sucks," one of them will say. Obviously, sucks is slang for something being awful or of very poor quality. I will ask why it sucks, and the answer will be something like, "It's not convincing," or "There's no point to it," or perhaps even, "They're trying to be funny, but they're not." I suppose the whole point of advertising is to catch the attention of the public and to convince us to buy something. So everyone should be a critic, and we should use our own brains to decide how good an advertisement is and if the product is really worth buying. Sometimes the simplest advertisements are the best. I remember a series of Australian beer commercials for Foster's that were really funny. They were very basic, showing how rugged Australia is, and then indicating that Foster's beer is also rugged. The commercials used exaggeration to get their message across, and they did a good job. The other was an unusual form of advertising, a large pretzel hanging in a tree. It sounds a little strange, doesn't it? It was outside a bakery in the town of Leavenworth. Several pretzels were hanging on several trees along the street, and they had obviously come from the bakery, which displayed pretzels. I thought that this was a genius idea. I went inside and asked a lady who was arranging cakes if there was a story or tradition around the pretzel hanging in the tree. "Oh no," she said, "it's just for advertising." It had certainly sparked my interest. In fact, whether they intended it or not, that bakery had established its own tradition through advertising. Related vocabulary and expressions. Side-splitting. The comedy night at the local club was side-splittingly. When I got home, my stomach and my sides hurt from laughing. The comedy night at the local club was side-splittingly funny. When I got home, my stomach and my sides hurt from laughing. To scrutinize. My neighbours scrutinize everything that I do. How I park my car, when I mow the lawn, even how often I walk the dog. My neighbours scrutinize everything that I do, how I park my car, when I mow the lawn, even how often I walk the dog. Downright. She is downright lazy. She sits around watching TV and expects everyone else to work. She's downright lazy. She sits around watching TV and expects everyone else to work. Rugged. The men who live in this area are rugged. They are tough, hard-working, and basic. The men who live in this area are rugged. They're tough, hard-working, and basic. Well, Well, thanks again for joining me today. Remember, the last of the grammar notes can be found on my Facebook page. That's Anna from A Cup of English. I look forward to hearing from you. I have two email addresses, either acupofenglish@live.com, that's live.com, or acupofenglish@hotmail.com. And if you email me, I promise to email you back. Until next time, take care. Bye-bye.